Keeping the faith. Soccer star happy with decision to dump Rutgers over COVID mandate. By Kevin Chula on December 14, 2021. It's a sport in which players strive to bend it like Beckham. But one soccer standout is not bending at all when it comes to her core beliefs. Faith Slimmer has played the game of soccer since she was 5 years old. She was a natural from the start. The Petersburg, New Jersey product got so good that she actually verbally committed to play at Rutgers University when she was only in eighth grade. Slimmer's lifelong dream to be a Scarlet Knight was going to become a reality in the not-so-distant future. Growing up, I always wanted to stay close to home, Slimmer told Breitbart Sports. My parents always gave up so much of their life to come watch me play soccer. So in college, I wanted to be able to have them come watch me keep playing. After an incredible career at Ocean City High School that included several record-breaking performances, multiple championships, and a whole lot of goals, Slimmer was all set to take her skills to Rutgers, a Division I soccer powerhouse. With a resume that included 100 high school goals and 65 assists, both school records, Slimmer seemed to be the perfect fit for the Scarlet Knights. She was ready to keep on playing the sport she loves in the state she loves. I'm a Jersey girl at heart, so I wanted to represent my state, something that Rutgers is big on, said Slimmer. They like their Jersey girls. Perhaps. But apparently, they only like them if they're vaxxed. Shortly before Slimmer was set to embark on her inaugural college season, Rutgers announced their plans to enforce an oppressive mandate for all students. Long story short, get the coronavirus vaccine before coming to campus in the fall or don't show up. Want to play sports at RU? That will require the jab, too. Slimmer wasn't having it. Even though she was all set to go. Even though she already visited campus and met her teammates-to-be. Even though she had already taken her freshman soccer picture. There were just too many unknowns. Would she definitely need the vaccine? Could she get a religious exemption? She couldn't get a straight answer. So, ultimately, Slimmer asked to be released. The Rutgers dream was over. They're an amazing school athletically and academically, so I was super excited to be part of that family there, Slimmer said. Unfortunately, Rutgers was more about overreach than helping a young athlete reach her goals. The girl who dreamed of playing at Rutgers decided to withdraw her commitment to the Garden State institution. She chose faith and common sense over arbitrary mandates. My faith and what I believe in guided me, Slimmer said. I also don't think our country is a place where people should be forced to put something in their bodies that we don't know enough about. It should be a personal choice and it shouldn't affect your eligibility or your ability to play in college. I didn't agree with that at all and I didn't want to be a part of that. So, I decided I was going to stand strong in what I believe in. Although it was a hard decision, it was a decision that I had to make. I'm happy where I am now, so I am grateful. God has a reason for all the events that happen in your life and I'm obviously meant to be here. Here is the Palmetto State. That's where Slimmer is a starting forward for the College of Charleston women's soccer team. After cutting ties with Rutgers, Slimmer started the recruiting process all over again, post-haste. She targeted the southern U.S. because many of those states aren't as oppressive as the northeast states when it comes to COVID. SEC schools like South Carolina and Vanderbilt as well as Clemson out of the ACC were Slimmer's first new targets. These big schools, however, didn't offer enough scholarship-wise. Certainly not the full ride that Rutgers had initially agreed to. Enter Little Charleston, a pretty school in a beautiful city. Slimmer's grandmother lives in the area. It made sense. Slimmer reached out. She was offered a full ride the next day. She accepted. It was late in the game, but she made a quick connection with the coaches. Slimmer was officially a Cougar. I'm not anti-vax completely, Slimmer said. It's just the COVID vaccine and the way they were going about it in our country, I didn't agree with. It became more of a political thing than anything. It was supposed to be a health cause, but instead, it split our nation completely. Nowadays, Slimmer is doing her best to split defenses. In her freshman campaign, she started 12 games, scoring 2 goals and adding 2 assists. Not the lusty numbers she grew accustomed to in high school, but still a successful first collegiate season. While Rutgers is nationally ranked and made it all the way to the semifinals of the NCAA tournament, Charleston went just 3-12-3 this season. It's a work in progress and that's okay with Slimmer. I want to be able to help build the team and bring about change, she said. Hopefully a winning program. Charleston's future is bright. Slimmer and her teammates will be joined next season by some promising recruits. While the on-field success at Charleston is in its infancy, this region of the country has a grown-up approach to COVID. No one really talks about it here, Slimmer said. When we first got here, I got COVID. I was stuck in a hotel room for 2.5 weeks alone. Other than that, it's been so chill. We don't wear masks in practice or games. Players do, however, take weekly COVID tests. Slimmer had a headache and a loss of smell during her bout with the virus. She was able to keep running and working out. She went on with daily life. Like most Americans who have contracted COVID, Slimmer's experience wasn't that bad at all. After her quarantine, Slimmer became a starter. I didn't score goals at the rate I did in high school, but that comes with time, Slimmer said. A great attitude. Something that seems to be contagious in Charleston, more so than COVID. Only 3 girls are vaccinated on the women's soccer team, according to Slimmer. For the most part, everyone supported my decision, she added. From Carolina to the Garden State, Slimmer has loyal backers. Her most loyal supporters will soon be a lot closer to Slimmer. Her family is actually choosing to move down south. Mom is a teacher. Dad is a project manager. They are New Jersey natives. Moving will require finding new jobs and calling a new place home. Slimmer's younger sister is a senior, while her youngest sister is a sophomore. Moving will require new schools and new friends. But just like Faith, the Slimmers are a determined bunch. I'm very thankful for growing up in a family like mine, said Slimmer. My parents are amazing and I am very thankful for them. It's a big decision, but it's the right decision. Faith and freedom are more important than sports. Results of games are important but less important than standing up for what you believe in. Rutgers may have won more games than Charleston this year, but at what cost? Slimmer stuck to her guns and she is very happy with how things turned out. I'm very competitive and I want to win, Slimmer said. But I am not willing to sacrifice what I believe in to get those results. While so many in Slimmer's age bracket are worried about TikTok videos and pronouns, this student-athlete sounds more like one of our founders. A true patriot who happens to be a super soccer player. Countless people of all ages have reached out to Slimmer after she dumped Rutgers for the freedom of choice. They tell me they are encouraged by my decision to stand firm, Slimmer said. It was awesome. Awesome like Faith Slimmer. Follow Kevin Shola on Twitter @KevinShola and on Parler @KevinShola45.